We got this first reading from Isaiah about Ahaz just this weekend, and I said a number of things about it, but I want to highlight today one aspect of why this is such a wearying thing for Isaiah. Ahaz was not a nice guy. He did wicked in the sight of the Lord. He abandoned his Jewish faith. The faith that he embraced was one that engaged in child sacrifice. He sacrificed two of his children. He was a horrible, vile human being. But he's in a bit of a jam because the northern kingdom and another country are banging on the door to take him over. Isaiah, the prophet, is saying to him, simply trust in the Lord and everything will work out. Well, Ahaz doesn't like that solution. Assyria is the very powerful country that everyone is afraid of, and he'd rather make an alliance with them because they're strong, they're powerful. This would be a good thing to do. Isaiah, in an attempt to convince him, says to him what we hear today. Ask for any kind of sign you want that God will save you. Ask. It can be as high as the heavens or as low as the netherworld. Ask for anything you want, and it will be given to you. Well, Ahaz won't ask. He tries to look pious. I will not tempt the Lord my God. But the reality is he doesn't want the answer of God. He does not want to do what God wants him to do. We can find ourselves stubborn sometimes in the same way. God calls us to do many things, and we just don't want to. We just don't want to follow the will of God in our lives, and so we choose not to. Let us ask the Lord today to come into our hearts in a very special way this Christmas, that we, like Mary, might always say yes to God.